Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 25th of January, 7:05 in the morning news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Linda and Ashley. Ashley is my granddaughter.
Good morning.
Ashley, good morning.
It's a good name.
What day is today?
My favorite, Irish coffee day.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Irish coffee. Okay, made of.
That's it.
Is there Kahlua in that?
It's also Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day and Florida Day and Opposite Day.
Okay.
So I believe it's an Irish whiskey in that.
Yeah.
Here's my bubble wrap story. Linda had some stuff in it. Was it the little, you know, that little small bubble wrap, the little bubbles? These were like the size of a...
Quarters?
No. They were the size of like your iPhone. That were in there.
I don't know what came after. It's Christmas time.
It's dark and I'm taking the dog out. And I step on one of those. When I stepped on it, I immediately started having post-traumatic stress. And then when it went off, and it went pop real loud, I levitated across the room because my wife had set a minefield for me going in there. And I tell you what, I woke up immediately when that went off, and the dog ignored it totally. Well, thank you, honey. Another way that... That makes my life interesting.
Well, you know, it's Christmas time, everybody knows, and how things are delivered or sent to you through Amazon or whatever. Something comes wrapped. It comes in variations of bubble wrap. And that one was unusual in the sense that it was very large pockets of air inside the wrap. So anyway, that was funny. Hey, 40 degrees outside. If you're looking outside, it looks like it's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 52. Now, frost tonight. So if you have those delicate plants, you may want to, whatever you do to cover them, with 25 degrees. Chance of rain and snow tomorrow, which is a high of 44. Tuesday night, rain, snow, and breezy, low of 35. Wednesday, again, chances of rain, snow, then showers with a high of 47. Overnight, lows of 40. And then showers once again on Thursday and Friday with our highs of 48 and 50. Kind of seems like we are going to approach the weekend next weekend with rainy, and we may be on the range in the rain.
Could be.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, I want to talk a little bit this morning, Carl, about, you know, I was in Sacramento on Thursday and Friday. I went to go. I needed to do like a family check-in. You know how it is. My mom's 87. My dad's going to be 90. And then my sister-in-law had back surgery. So I wanted to just go down there and make sure everybody, you know, everybody was doing okay. So while I was on my way from, my parents live in Granite Bay, so I came down 50, heading back up to Redding, all of a sudden I'm driving and I see the fire trucks on the bridge, several of them with the firefighters and their yellow overalls and their, what would you call them, helmets? What would you call this, the thing that they wear?
Their
helmets, okay. And the lights are on the truck and moving in circles, and they're standing on the truck looking over the bridge. And I thought, oh gosh, you know, because everybody said, don't go down there, the elections, there's going to be riots, and said that was the first place my mind went, even though this was a couple days after. Why would they be doing that? So then the next, that was on Sunrise. Then I hit Mather and Bradshaw, and they all, the same thing. And then I saw the cop cars coming, on 50 South and with their lights on again, and I still couldn't process it. So I called my parents, told them to turn on the news, and they couldn't find anything. I was trying to turn on, you know, KFBK or anything that would be local out of the Sacramento area. Couldn't get anything. So then I called Carl. He knew exactly what was going on. A fallen officer, a true hero. And then I soon saw the motorcycle cop with the white hearse, and as far as my eyes could see, I saw that some of the motorcycle cops were holding traffic on the on ramps going south. So then you saw the procession as far as your eyes could see, SUV, police vehicles, cars, and they were just perfectly stacked, perfectly in unison, coming down the center of 50. I've never seen anything like it. It totally choked me up. And then when I got on Watt Avenue going to my sister-in-law, that going south wasn't closed, but going, am I south or north? I was going to South Lake Tahoe, so I was going north. Watt Avenue, there was, again, these fire trucks and a big crane holding an American flag. Like, they erected this beautiful American flag the size of, I don't know, maybe our big flag here. And the firefighters were standing out on the grid of the crane, and they all were saluting. And I was talking to you. You heard me. I choked up. I said, in this time of so much dishonor, it's so beautiful to see how they all came together. There could have been thousands. I have no idea, but it felt like as far as my eye can see at that moment, people were pulling over, getting out of the car, and it just was like, wow.
Well, the young man who had died along in the shootout, along with his police, his canine, was known to the community because he had done something extraordinary when a person was going to get ready to commit suicide, I don't know, last year or sometime. He commandeered, you know, by jumping off a bridge, he commandeered a bus, and he drove the bus under the bridge, and then he jumped up and grabbed the guy. I mean,
can you explain to what commandeered means?
Well, he just took over the bus.
So he just flashed his badge and said, "I'd get out. Let me get."
He said, "I need your."
What you see in the movies?
Yeah, just like that. And so his name was known for doing something like that, and then to die like this was such a tragedy. And there's really, what are you going to tell the wife and the kids? This is how much your husband was honored. This is how much the people thought of him. And for her, I don't know if the having that honor when she goes to bed at night is going to keep her warm, or is it going to hold the kids on, and it's, honor's not going to hold the kids in its lap. But what it does is it leaves a memory, not right now, but later on, that when they grasp this whole thing, if they haven't done so already, that people cared and people were expressive in how they cared, and that he was thought of as a hero. And there's so few heroes out there that perhaps that will give some solace to the family. I hope so.
It broke me up, and I am moved by patriotism. I'm moved by just the honor and the brotherhood in that moment. And for civilians, maybe they had a grandparent or a dad, or maybe they were off-duty cops. I don't know, but to see people pulling over and getting out of their car was pretty cool. And that happens a lot of times. We saw that when we were riding with the Patriot Guard riders, and there had been a fallen military brother for you, and we would be on the back of, you know, the motorcycles with the flags behind the escort. And that was what Carl and I did when we first got here to Reading. And when Carl and I got together, I was deathly afraid of motorcycles, but I ended up going with you on all of these rides to pay tribute. And it was just something that filled my heart. It was unbelievable. I know we have to take a break, and I just had to share that because that happened on Friday, and it was just totally unexpected. And I loved how I called up to Redding, and you knew what was going on.
Well, I was pretty sure that what it was when you said that the you saw the procession coming by, because I remember that, you know, it just happened not that long ago, where they pulled this guy over and he comes out shooting and kills his guy, kills the policeman, kills his dog, and then is killed by the other police. So it's, you know, such a waste. Hey, one of the things that's not a waste, though, is getting a good night's sleep. When you came home after sleeping on the trampoline bed,
meaning I was visiting my parents.
What we affectionately call the bed in her, at her parents' home.
I might as well be sleeping on the floor. I think there might be more movement on the floor. But, you know, you never want to complain, because unless we buy a bed and put it in their best guest bedroom, we just get what we get. So it's nice to come home, oh my gosh, and get in your own mattress where you have your sleep number and you can select what your sleep number setting is. And I know that when I got home, I put it at the lowest I think I've ever slept on, and that was at 40.
It is your sleep number setting. My sleep number setting last night was 55, because, you know, you can adjust your side of the bed to what you want it to be. And right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. It ends today, my friends. Only at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, or you can do it online at sleepnumber.com, but it's always better to go to a local store, lay on the bed, see what it's like, and then you can ask questions, and you know what? You're not going to be sorry for doing that. Now, this special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:16 in the morning here on the 25th of January, 2021. We'll be right back. Anything they can do, but no one can give me back you. They call me on a cell phone telling me there's an officer down. And we prayed for a miracle, but you didn't come back around. Oh, I kissed you goodbye a thousand times, but never like I'm doing right now. Oh, we're 21 shots going up for the officer down.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do. The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Wise, bud. Bud.
Wise.
Bud.
Oh, my God.
Bud. Wise.
Welcome back to G5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:21 in the morning, 39 degrees, partly
sounds
cloudy.
Sounds like the robot. We have a robot in the office.
I know, there is.
In the station.
Timmy's
there's
in
a
the
robot
office.
Right behind me.
Timmy. He's looking at you.
I don't know. I'm just wondering
why
if he's like...
focused on your seat? What's going on there?
I don't know. Good morning, how many
everybody.
Breaths per second? I don't know. Go
7:21 in the morning and 39 degrees out there, partly cloudy. Of course, tomorrow, heavy, like it was described like as a fire hose of rain and snow coming to us.
We can use it. We need it.
Because of the way the weather system is set up. Okay. Yesterday.
Did you watch the games?
If I know people are saying, I'm not watching the NFL anymore. Well, I am. Sorry, I am. I'm not apologizing for it. But yesterday when they played the national anthem in the Kansas City Buffalo Bills game, every one of the Kansas City players stood up.
That we could see that as far as
they did not focus on somebody that wasn't. Now this could be a part of the change in the way they display things, because Mr. Biden is president, that gets a little paranoid, I think. We didn't see the beginning of the Tampa Bay Green Bay.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we didn't see anything like that. But anyway, but the Buffalo Bills chose to stay inside their
locker room
until the national anthem was over. And so immediately I was on the Chiefs' side for that.
I wonder if that's
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is they've got this guy named Mahomes, and he is just
Kansas City, just
a fine young man and player. Okay, but going back to, you had Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, the GOAT, greatest of all time, going against Aaron Rodgers, who's having a most valuable player type of year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the best he's had in, I don't know, ever maybe. Number of passes completed, amount of yards, the whole thing. Here they are playing in the NFC Championship. And Tom Brady shows, even with three interceptions, why he's the greatest of all time.
That was like a lot of interceptions.
It was for him. He's thrown none in 367 passes, and he threw three.
And any Green Bay fans, I'm wondering when they took the two-pointer rather than going or whatever it was at the end there. There was like a critical,
move. They went for a field goal with two minutes left. Two minutes and 5 seconds. Their coach said, I figured we could get the ball back.
Right.
We could hold them and get the ball back. Of course, giving Brady the ball with 2 minutes left and telling him to run out the clock. Oh, well.
It was a good
game.
And
that was it.
It was a good, like when you watch a good fight, I think that there was a lot of that went on.
And it was. And the Buffalo and the Kansas City, toward the end, tempers were flaring, punches were being thrown, those kind of things. But the Kansas City Chiefs handled the Buffalo Bills easily. So now comes the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. And this is the first time in NFL history that the one of the teams that's playing in the Super Bowl is playing in their own hometown.
Isn't that exciting?
First time in history. So on top of that, you have Tom Brady, who, when he was starting for the Patriots, Patrick Mahomes was in kindergarten.
Well, both of those players from the Bills, they were 24.
43 and 25.
Josh Allen. 24.
Yeah, he's younger.
Is 24, and Mahomes is 25.
Yeah.
So it just is amazing the leadership that Mahomes, you know, just that whole thing. But, you know, we look forward to the Super Bowl, and look at this wonderful game coming up. And Ashley brought us in with that funny sound, and if you don't recall that, that would have been the frogs from the Budweiser commercials. So, with funny frogs, adorable puppies, and its iconic Clydesdale horses, Budweiser has become synonymous with Super Bowl advertising over the past 4 decades, producing some of the most memorable commercials in the history of television's marquee live event. But this year, the brand is taking a pass. Budweiser announced today that it is going to foregoing its annual Super Bowl commercial slot for the first time in 37 years, joining fellow juggernauts as Coke, Hyundai, and Pepsi. And this is why they say, because of the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic. The beer brand sent a news release that instead of paying to air a Super Bowl ad, which I think is like in the millions.
5.6 million.
Last time I looked, it was 2, so that's what happened. It will instead be relocating the media investment, in quotes, to raise awareness about the COVID-19 vaccine throughout the year in partnership with the Ad Council. It says, like everyone else, their spokesman said, we're eager to get back people back together, reopen restaurants and bars, and be able to gather to cheers with friends and family. They just feel like there should be a critical awareness. And according to the news release, Budweiser plans to donate some of its advertising airtime through 2021 to the Ad Council and COVID Collaborative, a coalition of experts in health, education, and economy. So understand when you don't see that, that is what they're telling us.
Well, there's another reason. If I also read other articles that said some of these big, the giant companies had invested themselves last year into different type of movements like Black Like Me, Me Too, and that it caused a great deal of consternation in their stockholders that, hey, quit picking sides out here. You know, it has an impact. Why would you upset half the country? And the other things I saw was almost the same thing. They're saying it's going to be difficult to have a commercial that doesn't upset people. I don't think so. See, I thoroughly disagree with that. Who could get angry at Clydesdales?
Well, according to one of these...
They've never said... I mean, it's never taken a stand. It's about little lost puppies. It's about little Clydesdales.
Yeah, they could stay in the middle, but because they started to push an agenda. So
yeah.
One of these professors, expert in marketing, said that a reason some of these larger companies are calling, are staying back for a little bit is because because of the COVID pandemic and the presidential election, it's created an abnormal degree of uncertainty, just not in terms of finances, but all in terms of messaging. Super Bowl ads, usually planned and produced several months in advance, you noted, are striking the right tone, can often feel like a high wire act. Now, why is that? Do you have to have a message, or could it just be home, family, peace, unity?
That's the way it should be.
That's right. Okay. Now, well, I want to talk about something else really fast.
It doesn't even have to be that. It could be something that's just, how do you get upset? Again, I go back to Clydesdale horses, or how do you get upset about people trying their very best to succeed? You know, climbing, running, racing. We saw something the other day where people were just, why do you keep doing it when you fail all the time? You know,
that was good.
Because you get better. Because right. You learn from your failures.
And one of the things one of the commentators said yesterday, and I thought that was fantastic, is that these champions, meaning along the likes of Tom Brady and Mahomes and Green Bay. Help me. Green Bay.
Packers?
No. Green Bay.
Wisconsin?
Rogers. Rogers, Aaron Rodgers, and the likes. Where they find, where they tweak, where they get better is in the failure. Like, this is something that we need to teach our children. Sometimes the best lessons you learn in life of when you failed at something, about how to go in, retweak it, redo it, become humble, figure it out. It makes you a better person. So I could go on and on about that. That's the time when you say you're sorry. That's the time when you come to that place of restructuring your approach. It's a time to say, I'm sorry, let's make this better. You go in and you tend to the garden. You figure out when the plant is not flourishing. Where's Chauncey Gardner when we need him? When the plant is not flourishing, what do I need to do in order to go in there and make it better? I think that's the approach that these champions do. Approach. And we need more of that. So anyway, we've got to take a break. We're over time. This is Carl and Linda Bottom this Monday morning. How y'all doing? KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. Recognized by Watson Health, fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts now. Be right back.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott at 605-4567 is the phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning, everybody. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. There's nobody better than Judy. Nobody knows more than her staff when it comes to insurance. We have our insurance with Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Now, you've heard, you know, everybody knows about Moore's Flour Mill. I mean, it's an institution here in town. Been here forever. In fact, they grind right down the street from us here. And if you go by while they're, you know, while the machines are going, it interferes with the radio. So.
Really?
Yeah, if you're close to it, you know, the AM signal. So, Bob Moore was, they're getting ready to open up their new store. And Dave Binda called, and they said Bob's on vacation, and he'll get back to you. Well, it turns out that Bob Moore was in the hospital with COVID-19. And so it wasn't really much of a vacation, you could say. But he had some news, though, and that they're moving their operation over to their new place. And on January 1st, they're going to close the downtown store, which they did, and move out to their place on Mill Road out by 6150 Mill Lane out by the airport. And one of the reasons he did it was he wants to – well, one of the things, he wants to have location open February 1st, and the hours would be 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. He said, I don't like getting political, but I got a homeless encampment at the east end of the building. And if you drive by, you can see it, where they moved all the people away from Yuba Street. They all came down to there. And there was a camp there, tents, everything.
Trash. Shoes.
We came to work the day after Christmas, and every one of our truck windows was busted out. I was either going to have to put up an 8-foot razor wire fence. And I just thought, you know, let's just move.
Now, when you read articles like this, when one reads an article like this and people are thinking of moving to the beautiful North State, which we do have people coming here, but this is disturbing. I was really disturbed when I read that yesterday, I have to say, because I'm thinking, what do we have to do? Do we have to go private industry and have, a fund for patrolling officers that just move within this area downtown and just keep moving it, cleaning it? Because why do we go elsewhere when we go to areas that have a beautiful downtown, except for maybe Portland, or areas like that, that you have to see this kind of behavior? Breaking out the windows of the trucks. And, of course, there's no crime and punishment with that behavior. So that disturbs me.
Well, it's no different than anything else, but it's a It shouldn't be, but it's become a fact of life if you live here in Reading. It's not as bad, it seems, as it used to be. But then again, as it starts warming up and we get more and more people, they also, you know, more and more homeless come in to town. But it's sad to think that every one of the trucks down there had been broken into. So then you have all the insurance claims, plus anything that, you know, to replace anything that's been stolen, just the damage to it, and not, you know, and just be looking at the people that most probably did it, parked there. And, you know, you call the cops and they don't do anything. Or maybe they did. Maybe they moved them once, but they just came back. But whatever they did up at Yuba Street seems to have worked, because we don't have any of that problem up at Yuba Street where the post office and the vet's hall is. None at all. It's they've all moved. So, that, but they moved down a block to where Moore is, where Bob Moore's place was. So what happens when they close that place down? Or hopefully they've sold it and somebody else comes in there. Otherwise, what is, becomes abandoned right there? Not abandoned, but open.
Okay. Well, they've been very popular because they're non-GMO products that they produce, on and on. They have honey or molasses, non-gluten products, you know, homemade cranberry, pecan, granola, Scottish oats. It goes on and on and on. Now, something I wanted to talk about, this is very interesting. You know, we talk about trophies. Trophies in the sense of the metal sculpture of a trophy. And I think that's very interesting. That would be a cute, maybe it's been done. Like, you know, one time when we had our small film festival, it was about the shopping cart that won the, you know, the big award. What do you do with trophies? Okay, you receive a trophy when you're a kid for something. And then you have your bedroom, and then there's trophies. If you're in a sport, or if you're, you know, for whatever, then you go away to college, or leave home. The parents are left with the trophies. You don't take the trophies with you. Then you get married, or life goes on, and the trophies go into the basement. All right, so then parents scale down, and they decide, here's all your stuff. Here's your stuffed animal from when you were six. Sure. And here's your trophies. I am so curious. I want to know what people have done with their trophies. Reason I'm asking is because I have some trophies. And here I am, 62, and I have these trophies from the 70s. And there's part of me that just, I'm not going to pass them down to our kids. Our kids don't want my trophies. I'm sorry. It's very perplexing because I can look at it now and then and have this feeling of that, sense of like I was acknowledged. It was an accomplishment. Do I keep it? Does it cheer me on? Is it my ego? I don't know. What have you done with your trophies? Where do trophies go? You can't take a trophy to Goodwill.
Did you tell them about getting hit in the nose when you got into the closet? And you looked up.
I forgot. That was during the fire.
During the fire.
And I was like grabbing stuff, and that wasn't something I grabbed, but it fell down and hit me in the face. But, you know, that's just
that was
a
trophy from when you were Miss Sacramento, though.
Thank you for busting me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Should we go on about your trophies and your awards? No, I'm just saying, what does one do? What does one do about where the trophies go? I mean, it's kind of like the Isle of Misfits.
My kids don't want. I mean,
I know.
I can leave a sword. I'll leave my Marine Corps sword
right
to my grandson. But then again, if you've noticed that, you know, when I got out of the Marine Corps after so many years, everybody has a I Love Me wall with photos, and you have plaques from every place you were at and all these things. I got rid of all that. Just got rid of it. And
well, you didn't give it away. It's in a box someplace.
No, I threw it away. I threw it away because my
not on my watch.
No, that was before you.
Okay,
way before you. That it was just that was no longer a part of my life. I mean, it, you know, and I looked at it. I probably should have looked at it differently because, you know, I was living in a boat and all that. And I just kind of let everything go because, okay, I kept my first one. I kept my last one.
All right.
Back when I was, you know, so, but as I look back on it, I still. agree with that decision, because what am I going to do, give it to my kids? And what are they going to do with it? They're going to feel bad when they throw it away.
Yeah, so. It's interesting. It's interesting to receive it. It feels like
your dad keeps trying to give me things.
And it's a form of pride. But what do you do? I mean, like, can you imagine, you know, the kids that are have played baseball and are really good at sports? Like, imagine, for instance, Mahomes. What his room looked like growing up with all those trophies. I mean, they probably can auction those off. But I just, like, I would love somebody to call in. And what do you...
Sungold says, Linda, if the trophy is in very good shape, sometimes the trophy shops will take them and refurbish them. Otherwise, toss it out. That's what we did a long time ago. They were worthless. Well, you know what? Except
maybe
for,
take pictures of them. Take pictures of them.
That's a good idea.
Somebody was saying, if like, you know, for instance, I've been carrying around so much stuff, take a picture of it and just log it into your memory book, into the cloud or something, and say, these were my things, rather than having being the solid object that takes space. Oh, maybe I just answered my own question.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a break, this portion of the show. I'm glad you said that you don't need any more trophies. It's brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop.
Valentine's Day's coming.
There you go. And also, that's not the type of trophy you're talking about, is it? No.
Hey, can't wear a trophy.
Can't wear a trophy. Well, that's not true.
You can wear a bauble.
A bauble.
It's a way different thing than a trophy, but baubles are beautiful. And hey, if you know, we all have heirlooms, things that matter to us, or a watch, repairs. If you have a beautiful diamond or any kind of ring that needs to be cleaned or fixed or looked to see, because every now and then a loose prong means that you could lose a beautiful gemstone. So take it to your experts over at Four Winds Jewelry. They're locally owned, and they've been a great supporter of Casey and R since we began on our show. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be right back. I'm KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Happy Monday morning.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on up to the east side.
That one's for Moors. They moved to the east side of town. So.
Welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. By the way, 40 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 52 and frost tonight with overnight lows of 25. Chance of rain, snow, then again, I don't know why it says, you know what? I don't understand why it says chance, rain, slash, snow, then rain, slash, snow.
So the morning, we're going to have chances in and out, and then by the afternoon, it's going to hit full on.
Okay. Thank you, because it says 30% to 80%. So that's tomorrow. Get your, I was just telling Carl, when you have those warm weekends and you're in T-shirts working around the house, it's like, okay, so we want this cold weather snap, and we do want snow, and we do want lots of rain. We just bring it on, Jesus. Welcome back, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What you got there, buddy?
Well, you know, we were going to talk about the one of the things that we talked about that I wanted to go back and visit was that California is not being transparent about why they're keeping people home. Where does this data come from that that talks about, oh, there's a bunch of statistics which tells us how long and why people should stay home, but yet they won't release the data? Because, and this is their reasons, it is too confusing and too complex for the residents, for us to understand.
That's terrifying.
It's too
complex.
Too complex, and it's too many equations, and you wouldn't understand it, and it would just cause problems. So the thing that's keeping us home, the schematic, the equation that keeps people home instead of letting them go to stores and restaurants is too complex for us to figure out. Another reason, Governor Newsom needs to go.
Well, according to, I bounce around to different online sites, and after watching Social Dilemma, that freaks me out. But the state of California is going to lift its stay-at-home orders, of course, today, as a surge in coronaviruses that had limited hospital capacity in many regions has begun to subside. So stay-at-home orders, then I think that lifts other things. I have friends telling me last week that the restaurants are, a lot of them are opening back up. And it's been very controversial.
Well, this is really cool. All these places that were shut down, all of a sudden they're starting to open up since Biden's been elected. So everything in New York and Wisconsin, I guess, have just changed. And the, January 6th, this is the 20th, this has been 5 days. Man, the difference, the amazing difference in 5 days of a Biden presidency, the things it has changed to make people healthier. You know, it used to be that you'd see on the bottom of CNN, they'd be having this little, what do you call that, Ashley, that goes underneath the...
counter or ticker.
Yeah, ticker. I call them scrollers. It would show how many people died under the Trump watch. They stopped doing that.
Well, Trump's not president anymore.
I know, but they, they stopped saying how many people died. I mean, could you say 4,500 people died? It's Biden's fault. It's his fault. They died. They died today. It's Biden's fault.
It's never Biden's fault. Anything that is bad that's happening now is a leftover from Trump, from
it's
the Trump administration.
It's still Trump's fault.
Yeah.
How long can you use that?
As long as they want. There hasn't been a whole lot of logic in that regard.
You know, that's the thing is, how long can you blame the other person? In the military, we'll give you 60 days. If you go, hey, that happened under the other guy's watch, it's taking me time to reorganize, it's, you know, and to get this thing going. Sometimes less. You've had 30 days. I've had 30 days. You're right. See, but in politics, it can go as long as you want it to go. I mean, there's still, Trump was still blaming Obama for things, and Obama was blaming Bush for things after 8 years. So, hey, it can work. Okay. The Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, who played, you know, this is a young man that came out of Wyoming and was the first round trip pick for the Bills. Now, this is the kind of attitude he has. He says that every game you learn something. This one's not going to be fun, but this is one team had to win, one team had to lose. That's just we didn't play good enough to win, but it's going to fuel us. I have no doubt in my mind that we will be back. As opposed to the one that you listened to several Super Bowls ago, Linda, that his whole attitude was bad after the game. You remember?
Mm.
And you said... And
I think he
and
was
he,
on a world stage right then, and I think his mentors,
he
didn't have the right mentors around him because he acted like a spoiled brat. And I think that that's the time
and he never,
when
he
you
never came back from that either. He never, his team never came
and
back
and
from
that's that. When, that's when you're humble. That's when, I don't know, I would hope that, you know, when you're on a world stage like that, it's really important to have the right people around you to help you, to help lead you and guide you. And it's not really all about you. You're representing a you know, children are watching. The world is watching. And I'm sure that's why a lot of people, I'm going to put, this is why a lot of people were irritated with Trump. The world was watching and he acted like a spoiled brat.
Well,
and many times,
yeah.
And then he did some wonderful things.
He did.
So people said he's. Well, some people thought he's my president, but he's my arrogant president. And so they put up with the, you know, the tweets, the crazy tweets, and the many things that were embarrassing because they felt like, you know, as far as his policies was concerned, he was doing good things. But in this case, in this particular Super Bowl, when this particular person lost, it was like after that he never apologized. You know, it was like you would hope, okay, you had a tantrum moment. Let's come around. Let's watch you grow. You know, think people, we've all done things that we're embarrassed about. I don't think anybody listening say, I never done anything that I'm embarrassed about or wish that you wouldn't have done or if you could repeat it. But this is called growth. It's called being human.
But it's also you have to have the power to forgive.
Absolutely. The power to forgive is a big deal.
That's a big thing. So because there's people out there that are jerks. And but then when they try to atone for it, they need to be forgiven.
It's amazing how much an apology, coming to somebody and looking them in the eye and saying, I was such a jerk, I'm so sorry, goes a long ways.
I'm waiting.
Okay. You think this is personal, but it's, well, I mean, there's certain things that we're talking about that can really, like, hit the bone of being personal, but in reality, it's like, I think about that with traffic and we think about people. I mean, I was driving in Sacramento and why people feel like they have to be, like, what makes you so important? I mean, unless somebody's dying in the ER, maybe that's happening. You know, I mean, why are people so rude for a parking place?
Because it's the last parking place. No, it's, you know what?
No, there's no reason.
One of my favorite segments of a TV show was when the two women were arguing over the
fried green tomatoes.
And well, no, this was a TV show, and they end up coming and trying to ram each other, but the cars are so beat up at that time. They hit it about 1 mile an hour. So, hey, we got to run. When we come back, we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking building and construction.
Oh, wonderful.
And the growth of Reading when we
Great.
Come back after the break.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden reimposing restrictions on travel to the U.S. for those who are not U.S. citizens. The restrictions will affect travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., and 26 other European countries. South Africa also being put on that list, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I believe it's very prudent that the president made the decision to essentially block travel from South Africa from people who are non-U.S. citizens. And there's also going to be an additional situation where anybody coming into the country is going to have a negative COVID test.
Fauci speaking on NBC's Today Show. Former White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders launching her bid to be the next governor of Arkansas.
Sanders, who is one of former President Trump's closest aides, left her White House job in 2019 to return to Arkansas. Now she's out with a campaign launching video.
Everything we love about America is at stake. And with the radical left now in control of Washington, your governor is your last line of defense.
Sanders is the daughter of a former Arkansas governor and joins a GOP race that already includes the state's lieutenant governor and attorney general. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio saying he will not seek re-election, planning to end a career in federal government spanning more than three decades. President Biden may sign more executive orders today, including one that would overturn President Trump's ban on transgender individuals serving in the U.S. military. The Senate gearing up for an impeachment trial. House Democrats expected to deliver a single charge against former President Trump to the Senate later today. On Wall Street, the Dow down 251 points, NASDAQ trading 12 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animal list number 1335. Rack animal list number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A judge has ruled that Ugandan security forces cannot detain presidential challenger Bobby Wine inside his home, rebuking authorities for holding the candidates under house arrest following a disputed election.
The court order follows an application filed by Bobby Wine's lawyers challenging he and his wife's confinement at home. Armed police and soldiers have been stationed outside the musician's and politician's residence, not allowing anyone in or out. The police had said that the deployment was to prevent the former presidential candidate from organizing violent protests. Bobby Wine and other opposition politicians have claimed the election was massively rigged for President Yoweri Museveni, who won the vote with nearly 59%, according to official figures. Army spokesperson Brigadier Flavia Biekwaso has told the BBC that the security agencies will respect the court order.
And that's BBC correspondent Patience Atuharo reporting. News and analysis, townhall.com. A tech giant targeted by hackers.
Computer chip manufacturer Intel says it's currently investigating a hack of its computer system. Once it learned of the hack, Intel moved up its planned report on quarterly earnings because sensitive information may have been compromised. Intel shares closed last week down 8.5%.
Correspondent Keith Peters, if you've been by the gas station lately, this may come as no surprise.
There's been another 10 cents per gallon hike in the average price of gasoline at the pump. Retail regular grade is $2.45.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg saying prices have been steadily rising in the past couple of weeks. Gas prices finally catching up with an increasing cost of crude oil. Houston, the cheapest gas prices, averaging $2.07. San Francisco, the most expensive at $3.46 per gallon. Then on Wall Street, the Dow down 341. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 25th of January. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And come online with us at KCNR1460.com. Get in the chat room. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ashley at the helm.
Good morning.
And Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm just going to give you an update of the weather. It's currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios, going up to 40 here in just a minute. Mostly sunny with a high near 52 and overnight lows tonight. Frosty with our overnight lows of 25. Tomorrow, we have chance of rain and snow. And our high of 44, rain, snow, and breezy with our overnight lows of 35. Wednesday calls for rain, snow, then showers with a high of 47 Wednesday night with our overnight lows of 40. Thursday showers likely with a high of 48, lows of 37. Friday, rain once again. Saturday, rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 51. And Sunday, rain again. So get out your slickers. Do we even use that word anymore? Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, a couple months ago, something came across my desk and interested me, as things have a tendency to do. And it was about construction. And I was looking at all the homes that had been built around here, or all the multi-family units and all this. And I thought, you know what, we ought to call an expert in here, somebody mm-hmm. that's been doing this a long time.
A builder,
and ask him what he thinks about what's going to happen this year, since it's still early in the year. So we gave Don Ajamian a call, and from Don Ajamian Construction.
Thanks for coming in, Don.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
And it's been, you know, you've only got like about 30 years.
It's been a while. That's true.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and like where you are, how you came to Reading, some of your background, so we can find out how you came about being here and what got you into construction.
Certainly, yeah. So I grew up in a construction family. My dad immigrated actually to the States in the 50s, and I was born in Southern California in the 60s. I won't fully age myself. And for lack of anything else to do, he got into the construction business. So as I was growing up in the in-betweens of school, during summer, during Christmas vacation and such, I was on the job site with him. Back when little kids were still allowed to go on the job and learn with their dad and run equipment and hammer nails and such. And so he would take me out there and I'd work, and I thought I was really helping, and I was probably more in the way, but he was super gracious about it, and I got to learn the trade actually from a very good teacher. He was really good at it, built a great reputation there in Southern California, and ultimately, as I got old enough, I knew it's what I wanted to do.
So it's in your blood and in your bones.
Absolutely, 100%.
So Southern California, did you actually start, did you get your degree or your license there and then bring it up to Northern California? How did that work?
I did, yes. So my dad and I actually partnered in the mid-80s, and I was listed on his license. I was legally a partner in his business. And I say that specifically, I was legally a partner, but this was my dad, and I quickly learned that he was making all the decisions and I was still just the kid.
We have partners and we have silent partners.
You and I
are silent partners. We both know that.
I was in my early 20s,
uh-huh.
And that early 20-year-old Don did not like the silent part of that. So, I love my dad to this day. He's about to celebrate his 91st birthday, and we're excited about that. But that was a little tough for me. So I graciously went out and just started working, for other people. I was still listed on the license, and then I went out and got my own license in 1990. Again, in Southern California, started working down there, but it was about the middle of that year that I got a call from some friends in this area about work that they had, and I moved myself, my wife, and a couple of very young kids at the time up here, and I've been here ever since. And since
did
then,
you feel like that might have been a little bit of a gamble in the early 90s, or was it, because both of us aren't from around here, as everybody knows. We've only been here like 14 years. So was there like a boom going on then?
Well, again, here I was in my mid-20s, and yes, it was a gamble. I didn't feel like it was in my 20-year-old-ish brain.
Right.
But I look back and say, oh, my gosh, that was probably not the best decision on paper. I didn't know better. We came up here, and we struggled, actually, for a few years, and it took a while to get inside. I was the young kid. I had long hair back then. I was playing music, and I was the kid from L.A. trying to break into the construction business around these good old boys of
Meridian, California.
And it did not go real well. So
had to earn your respect.
We really did. And so it was probably until about the mid-90s that people started really embracing what we were about, what I was trying to do, and I started a framing company at the time that really exploded. It took off, and by the end of the 90s, we had over 100 employees. We were working all over Northern California, Southern Oregon.
And this was your company?
This was my company.
Okay. And it was framing. So you had the idea to say, this is a niche.
This is a niche. And what I learned up here, what I realized, is that most of the general contractors had a few employees, and they did their own framing. And I thought, you know, let me take that burden from them. Let me buy all the lumber, and let me
now
bring my guys.
Framing essentially is putting the frame of the building up, making that it fits all codes and all this.
Correct.
And then you put the but you're not doing the plumbing or anything else.
We
or
didn't
the walls
do any of that.
Anything. You just put
kind
you
of
put
the skeleton of the house.
Skeleton of the house.
Call the framer.
Yeah. And specifically, we weren't doing houses. We were doing more of the commercial and the multi-family, the bigger shopping centers, that kind of thing. And we promoted that like we are taking a burden off of you, general contractors. No longer you have to keep time cards. No longer you have to inventory your material. Just let me go do the job. You write me one check at the end, and we're done. And that idea just took off.
It makes sense because trying to keep people working framing like this, and then because, I mean, it is a skill.
It's a specialty. It's like an orthodontist. I mean, you have a specialty. You go to the tooth guy, special guy to go to the tooth guy, you know? So it's a specialty. And you found that. Somehow you found that niche because you weren't doing that in L.A.
Was not doing that in L.A., but I saw the need here, and a need on one side and desperation on the other came together, and it was just the perfect storm for us.
Now, when did you end up picking up some of the – of course, you're always looking for good people.
Yep.
Was that difficult back in the 90s, finding people?
Yes and no. The thing I realized during the first few years, one of the reasons it was so difficult was coming from L.A., I was overbidding every job I came across, and I realized that, oh, my gosh, I can hire a fully trained carpenter for $13, $12 an hour at the time in the 90s.
Right.
And that just knocked my socks off. I was overbidding because I was assuming we'd be paying, you know, L.A. type of wages. And so what we ended up doing, actually, we were bidding jobs in the Bay Area and the Sacramento area where wages are quite a bit higher, hiring folks from here in town, paying them more than they can get here, covering their cost for hotels and food and all of that, and going down there and still making profit. Yeah. So it really worked well. And so because we were hiring guys at a higher than average wage, it actually was a little easier. I mean, the toughest part was convincing them to be out of town for.
Do you have any employees that work with you then that are still with you?
So I sold that framing company in 2004. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, yes, there are employees still with that company today. They are still active. They're still here in town doing projects. And there are guys that still are still there. With the company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Don Ajamian from Don Ajamian Construction. Am I pronouncing that
okay? Thank you. Perfectly. Yeah, okay. I was just going to comment.
and how he got started up here, and it was, you know, when long-haired, you know, son of Jesus. No, that was from a song. But a long hair from Southern California plays music. Coming in here to the good old boys in Shasta County. Yeah. Took me a little while to get myself established. Well, you're lucky that you got established at all.
And didn't get run out.
Yeah, from what I have not run into that since I've been here, but I understand back in the earlier days, things were a little bit more
just
conservative.
Like anywhere else, you know.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wirst knows exactly what he's doing. He has been through the Bureau of Automotive Repair. He's been through all of these. And nobody can take care of a windshield better than Jeff Wirst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, give Jeff a call. He guarantees his work for life. You won't be sorry you went down and saw him. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Jeff Wirst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460. Cruise.com, a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. The kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 39 degrees out there. It's going to start raining tomorrow, and it's going to be like a fire hose. So get ready. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 369-365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. The PPP is on its way out, and if you remember what happened last April, in May, it was a lot of consternation in getting all the paperwork done and the money flowing to the businesses, except at Cornerstone Community Bank. They were helping everybody. Other banks would send their customers to Cornerstone Community Bank to have them help them, which they did. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, Cornerstone Community Bank. They do take care of their customers. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right here in the heart of downtown Reading, that you could probably almost hit with a really good drive off the T. I couldn't, but probably somebody could. And, of course, 192 Hartnell Avenue, the main branch there in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, and they invite you to experience how they are still moving local dreams forward.
All right, we're here with Donna Jamie in construction, and Donna's with us this morning. We're talking about, you know, local building, and, you know, we've got a little bit of a history of where you came from, Don, and you've been in Reading for over 30 years. Yep. Doing construction. Now, today, let's talk about what's going on today and how you see things moving along at our current, what we call it, temperature of building in the North State.
Yeah, so we are still, I would say, in the wake of the car fire and things that have happened since the big devastating fire that we had. I remember just maybe a week or two after the car fire incident, I gathered up many of my subcontractors that I've used for years and many of the suppliers that we've used for years and gathered them up, bought them all lunch and said, guys, here we are. We have a big task ahead of us. I called us the second responders. You know, now that it's safe, we can go back in. And I said, the cavalry is not coming. We are it. We're not. I spent enough of my years hiring guys locally and working out of town, which made economic sense. I know enough to know that we're not going to get people from there coming here because it's reverse math. It does not make sense. If they're going to pack a bag and travel to go work out of town somewhere, they'll go to Santa Rosa or somewhere that pays double mm-hmm. of what our homes are worth here. So I said, we are it. What can we do to make this happen? And so we began to strategize, and we started rebuilding homes in the best way we could, knowing that we did not have enough manpower to go around. So what we saw in that coming year and second year was prices continuing to escalate due to the fact that there was a labor shortage. We just do not have enough qualified construction workers here in the Shasta County area. And we weren't getting an influx coming in either. So all that was doing was driving wages up higher and higher as everybody's trying to vie for the few people that are available. We're starting to catch up now to that rebuilding inventory. And just as I'm hoping to see prices start to relax, COVID hits, and now we're getting attacked on our pricing from a whole other angle, and that is in the cost of materials. Lumber, for example, has more than doubled in the last year, and it takes a lot of lumber to build a house. And everything that is lumber-related, I can tell you, even just for myself and some of the homes that we've recently completed, we are waiting on the oddest things, like, you know, we've got a house that's been finished for months. We still don't have the dishwasher. We've got one garage door, not the other, you know, and just really odd things because of, and it's all tying back now due to COVID because.
And shipping.
Yeah. You know,
well, and getting the materials. I mean, this is not just where they put it together. It's where they get the materials to even make this.
And there are manufacturing plants all over the world that are shutting down due to COVID. And so it's going to affect us at the end user end of things. So I'm sorry to say that prices to build a home are today still higher than they've ever been. And we are hoping to see that come back down. But again, I can tell you from our company's perspective, we have seen several potential customers cancel their plans to rebuild due to the cost of construction.
Has it gone up 25%, 30%?
Tough call. I haven't done that math, but I can tell you this. At the begin, prior to the fire, you can build a pretty nice house for, say, $220 a square foot. Now that same home is $300, probably closer to $300 a square foot. So
just to build it.
Just to build that
house.
Here in Redding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And $225, because I know that they're selling them for $200. Well, I'm talking about not brand new homes,
correct,
and all this, but homes that are on the market that price has gone up to $200 a square foot, if not more.
And more, yeah. And I'm not the expert on the real estate side of things, but I can tell you from what I've heard anecdotally is that inventory is still very low.
Oh, it's like, what do you say, 400? Or it's either 600 houses as opposed to 2,000 houses in Shasta County.
Yep.
So again, though, for you to build a house cost you X amount of dollars, and even then, after it's all finished, you may not have parts, the finishing,
to quite
the finishing
finish the
touch.
Home. That's right.
So, what do you do if you've got it ready except for the dishwasher?
Well, we can
buy one.
I mean, we can. Again, I can tell you from my own experience, because my wife and I just finished building a house for ourselves, and we have an empty hole where a dishwasher is supposed to be. So you're looking at the dishwasher. I am the dishwasher. And so in my house, that's how we solve the problem. My wife says, okay, well, you can do it. But elsewhere, I can tell you.
And they say it so quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rolls
it's
off
just
the tongue.
Well, you can do it, hon. And then they turn and walk away.
We are allowed to get a final inspection even without a dishwasher. That's okay. And in the case of a missing garage door, we were not allowed to get a final. So the garage door company graciously came in and put a temp garage door in place so that we can at least get this family moved in. And when their new door finally arrives, we'll swap it out.
Okay. Okay, well, now here's some other questions that have come in.
It's not the end of the world.
You ready for these construction questions?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
sure.
Wait a minute. Let me get it cleared here. I got to go back. What local band were you in?
Okay. So construction/drummer.
Yeah. So I am in a band currently called Black Vinyl 45.
How fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. We play classic rock music, although we haven't played for anybody in about a year, except for ourselves in the back of my shop.
All right. So you're rehearsing still.
Were you in the Boys, the Salamanders, Ed Blake, Trackstad Station?
No, none of those.
Okay, good question, though.
Was that from Pat?
No, that was from Shaskovich.
Okay.
And then, blah, 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 blah. He was wondering, this other guy, because I was a drummer in some of the bands in the 90s.
Interesting.
In early 2000s. Let me see. Steve Huff. Do you know Steve Huff?
don't know the name. No,
okay,
sorry.
Then that's all of it. Then.
Yeah, okay.
These are out of the chat pack. Thanks, right. Guys, for listening. And and so anyway, drumming is Pat Karch is here today, so he was shaking your hand. So it's great to hear that, you know, you schlep your drums around, because I always think, where do you choose an instrument? How did you choose to be a drummer?
Oh, yeah, that's a great story. I was in church when I was probably 7 years old or 8 years old, and there was a, and it was a very traditional church that had an organ and a huge choir, but for this one Easter or Christmas production, they had a drummer and a guitar and all this, and I just fell in love just watching the physical action of this drummer. And I remember walking to the parking lot telling my parents, I want to play the drums, I want to play the drums. And there was no way on earth they were going to bring drums into our home. And so that dream was on hold for many years until, but it was still in me, certainly.
Yes.
It just wasn't going to happen with them. But
I sent a drum set to my sister, to my nephew, and he was all of six. And she said, I said, well, how did Matthew like those drums? She said, never saw them.
Yeah.
They came to the house. We opened them up. Nope. Put him up in the attic, and then as soon as he wasn't looking, we got rid of him.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, that's
cool.
Understandable. Next time it's going to be a pony. Try and do that
yeah.
way. Hey, we're here with Donna Jamie and from Donna Jamie and Construction. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our favorite barbershop in the world, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You know, they work on appointments, and they've done that before COVID started. So it's you don't have to wait. You can just go in and get your haircut, or you can go in there early like I do and catch up on your reading and what's going on in the world. The number is 244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Don Ajemian and Linda Bott.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Slow
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio right here in Redding, California. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:34 in the morning, 25th of January, and...
Looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day with a high of 52. Now, tonight, get ready, because the weather is calling for 25 degrees. So if you've got the lemon or any kind of, you know, bushes that need to be covered up, that's what you have to do with the frost. And tomorrow will be where we got the big switch with the weather. Rain, snow, and chance of snow, of course, and, you know, not in town. But anyway, with a high of 44 and overnight lows of 35, and then we have rain throughout the rest of the week. So with us this morning is Don Jamian Construction. We have talked to him about his integrity guarantee, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
REU, Reading Electric Utility. Are you thinking about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. In fact, in my little bill I got from REU, they said it's up to $20,000, could be up to $20,000 rebate. This electric car or electric truck. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available.
Well, we're here with Don Jamian. If you're just tuning in this last portion of our show, we're talking about his construction and integrity. He's been here for over 30 years doing construction and building. You've been with the Builders Emporium, or what was the name of the...
I've been a member of the Builders Exchange, all 30 years that I've been here, right. And I was actually on the board of directors for 10 of those years.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. So, you know, really invested in the community. One of the things you said at the break, and you brought this in for us, which is really interesting, and I don't think I've ever seen this before, is a guarantee, like a contractual guarantee with a price lock and a begin and finish date lock.
One of the biggest concerns that property owners have today is with the cost of construction. Certainly, as we spoke about earlier, the cost today is higher than it's ever been to build a home. And having that as a question in their mind of, you know, it's not so important what the cost is going in. It's so important what the cost is coming out, you know, at the other end. What did it end up costing me? And then the other thing is just the schedule. You know, I've heard so many stories of homes taking 2 years to build and longer. I won't mention any names, but there's a call I got just the other day that she says she lost her home in the car fire, hired a contractor within weeks after the fire, and is still not back in her home yet. And she's hoping by April she'll be in the home, but she says that, you know, kind of with a lot of reservations. So,
well, how can you do that? How can you give? How can you hire somebody who's giving you a date? I mean, you know, the first thing is, okay, when will it be finished? I just lost my house. When will it be finished? They've got to have something in writing someplace, don't they?
In all fairness, I can say that the car fire is something none of us have ever experienced, and for the amount of manpower and the subcontractors that we have here, nobody could have predicted how long it will take to rebuild a home. I can tell you that a home that prior to the fire that might have taken, say, 6 months to build was taking us more like 8 or 9 months, and sometimes even longer, because the subcontractors were spread so thin. This guarantee that we're going to talk about here that guarantees a schedule, I could not have done a year or two ago, you know, after mm-hmm. the fire, because none of us could have predicted the future. But I did want to directly address folks' concern about my house taking forever, like you're hearing so many stories.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, and you hear this, I haven't run into that, really, but the lady next door has, is contractors giving you a price. And then it, and this was for having her house, home refurbished, siding, mm-hmm. roof, and all that. Getting quotes, and that being only like 50%. I mean, it's like, you know, it was only 50% of the cost it ended up being. And then getting them there, and getting them to stay there. I mean, and if she's running into this, I've heard this from other people too. I mean, what can you do about that as a homeowner or somebody that's trying to hire somebody to get something
done? It's really unfortunate. What I call this integrity guarantee has three parts to it. It has a part that deals with the budget, it has a part that deals with the quality, and it has a part that deals with the schedule. The sad truth is that the budget side of things should be a no-brainer. If you sign a contract with a contractor and it has a dollar amount to it, that should be it. Unless, and just like my document says here, unless the owner changes something. If something changes along the way, then of course there will be a price adjustment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if like Linda had what, you had that one wall painted three times?
Well, that was my fault because I would be leaving. I was touring and I would pick a chip out and I'd go, oh, that's cool. And then I'd come back and go, ah! And that's my fault.
But we pay for that because that's on us.
That's right.
So, but what you're saying is that if I say, Don, I want it this color, I want these things in it, and if nothing changes,
yeah,
the price is not going
to
change.
That's right. And it's a tired excuse in my book to say, you know, I didn't figure to paint the trim that's mm-hmm. on that wall mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it is to charge an extra. Again, it's kind of a sad, quite honestly, state of affairs that I need to put that in writing. I mean, yeah. It's something that I would like to say we've always done, but not everybody has.
Well, what if somebody, you know, they give you a quote and then they come back like this? Because I had a contractor do that to me once. I couldn't have given you that quote. I couldn't do it for that. And I, of course, pulled the quote out that he said, well, who signed it? And I went, oh, you did. And he goes, oh. He says, I don't know what I was thinking of. I went, I don't know either. Yeah. And but if it comes to that, I mean, they do it, and you say, well, look, that's in your contract. I'm not paying you extra for that.
So the first thing I would say is always, always, always deal with a licensed contractor. The Contractor State License Board is there to protect both consumers and the contractor. And in a case like that, one of the things that every contractor is required is to give a written estimate and to put it in writing. And if there is a problem then, like the one you're describing, yeah. quite frankly, if I'm that consumer, the first call I make would be to the Contractor State License Board if that contractor is not willing to make it right.
Well, he was. And,
well, there you
and
go.
Then plus I said, okay, so I paid for half of it. So I know I'm just so easy.
Yeah.
Well, it's just really wonderful to think that, I think this is refreshing that you have an integrity guarantee. And, you brought that into whether it's an entry-level home or a high-end custom. And if you go onto Donna Jamian's site, you can go to DonnaJamianConstruction.com. There's wonderful testimonials. Did you build that church?
Yes, we did. Yep. Risen King Church, I think, is probably the one
yes.
you're looking at there.
Yes.
Yeah, we built that. And we've actually done a couple of churches here in
That's
town.
That's fantastic.
That was really fun, yeah.
You're the church guy.
Well, yeah. That sounds good.
That's what I said in there. When they said, what bands did you play with? I said, I played in his
church band.
He played in his church band. Yeah. So
that's wonderful during worship music. Okay, so you have an integrity guarantee, and I love how you have the price we quote as the price you'll pay, no hidden costs, no last-minute additions. The price doesn't change unless you make a change, which, you know what, that should be underlined because, oh, I decided I want to. Well, you know, every time you do that, it's like calling an attorney and saying, what does that mean? It's on a clock. You know, that your time is valuable. A change means a change of plan, a time, the construction aspect of redoing. So people need to understand that in the get-go.
Absolutely. Typically, change orders are not money makers. We would much rather have all the decisions made up front and please just allow us to get through and build this thing and we'll all be happy, because every time something changes, it throws a wrench in a machine that is connected with every trade from beginning to end. And
wow.
We'd much rather not do that.
You know, the big thing too you have here is on schedule. And you say if your new home is not complete on the day we promised you, we will pay 100% of your housing expense until it is.
So that's the new. Would be the new one.
Yeah.
That the industry doesn't see much. And like we were talking about on the break, that is a guarantee I could not have made a year ago, 2 years ago. After the fire, we were all overwhelmed with work, and nobody could have predicted how long it would take to build a home. But we are getting through our inventory of rebuilds, and things are a little more predictable now. There's still the uncertainty of some materials due to COVID and things like that. But if materials are ordered in a timely fashion and crews are scheduled properly, we should be able to pinpoint that. There's just the ongoing joke of when a house is almost done, the contractor keeps saying, oh, it's just another 2 weeks. The old 2 week thing gets kind of tired when somebody is living, you know, they're planning to move and they're living in boxes. Okay, we're ready. And that 2 weeks drags on to 3 and 4 and 5 and 6.
Well, we really appreciate you being with us this morning, Dawn. Thanks so much. And of course,
we've got some more questions too.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Well, then we stick around for the next half, for the next quarter, for the next break.
Next 12 minutes.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is being taught. His form of teaching, his company is teaching in 46 different locations. Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty is the owner and chief instructor there. You can get classes on not just CCW, but advanced pistol, tactical rifle, shotgun, unarmed combat, if that's something you're looking for, defense of your home, and so many other different specialties, all at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at countyccw.com, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back. 8:45 in the morning, 39 degrees out there, sun shining right now where we're at.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair, Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the content to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles,
Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. I'm working on the
building. I'm lifting up a block. And good morning and welcome back to our final portion here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carla and Linda Bott here. And our guest this morning is Don Ajamian, a construction. It's really amazing going to his website and looking at all his wonderful creations. But speaking and alongside of creations, this Thursday night launches the Women of Vision show at 6, the new time slot at 6 p.m. Included in this North State Now magazine type of programming. They have moved from Tuesday night, and they will be on KCNR the last Thursday of each month, the fourth Thursday of each month. So welcome to Thursday night show, Women of Vision. They always have wonderful topics, and we really appreciate them staying on and moving on to another time. So with us this morning is Don Ajamian. Welcome back, Don.
Thank you so much.
You know, what I wanted to get into is you've given us a really good picture of what's going on around here,
yep.
Why the cost of homes are so much even up here in the North State. And as you said, it's not just the cost of materials, it's the cost of labor, because we don't have a lot of, you know, we're stretched thin up here. You know, how you can get, you know, guarantees on your work, why certain things happen, why does it take 2 years to get a home built, and in your opinion, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Even though that there's problems out there, you still shouldn't take it like that. If you're so what do you see here in the future, Don? And you've been here for a long time. So what do you see is going to happen in the next this year, 2021?
Well, one of the things we get asked all the time, you know, one of the first questions we get asked when approached by a potential customer is how much do you charge to build a house, or how much does it cost to build a house? And that is such a loaded question. It's like asking, well, how much does it cost to buy a car? You know, it really depends on the type of car you want to buy and what features you want in it. And so one of the things I tell them all the time is that, you know, you have a lot of control over the cost of your home. And for us, and probably with many of us contractors out there, ours is an open book policy. As Don Ajamian Construction we manage the construction. We coordinate budgets, we coordinate schedules, we manage the quality. That's what we do. We instill our liability protection for homeowners as we're building, and then we maintain warranties after they move in. And so, but the homeowner has all the options in their hand as far as what's driving the cost, the type of countertops they want, type of cabinets they want. And one of the things that we were talking about in the break is the size of the home. Although, you know, it's really easy to throw out dollars per square foot of what it costs to build a home. But one thing that people don't always understand is that that cost per square foot, believe it or not, all else being equal, excuse me, the cost per square foot actually goes down the bigger the house is. And if you can imagine it, take a three-bedroom, two-bath house. So it's got two bathrooms and a kitchen and a laundry room. I'm rattling off those rooms that are the highest concentration of costs. There's a lot of plumbing. There's a lot of electric in those rooms. There's finishes like cabinets and countertops, as opposed to, say, a bedroom that is literally four walls and a closet, and then it's just an empty room. So when you concentrate those expensive rooms into a, say, a 1,200 square foot house compared to the same concentration of rooms in a 2,500 square foot house, you can see how the cost per square foot would actually go up the smaller the house is.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You know, because it's a much smaller house. And yeah, but.
So the overall dollar amount may drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, the overall dollar amount may drop, but the cost per square foot actually goes up. And that's something that's counterintuitive, but if you think about it, it makes sense.
So if you had a one big great room with a fireplace on one end and the kitchen on the other and the bathrooms outside, could probably get it pretty cheap.
Probably get that pretty cheap, yeah.
I'll send you outside. How's that?
Thank you very much, dear. Okay, Don, thank you so much for being with us because, you know, the construction industry is a very important part of our culture up here and part of our economic well-being. And if you were going to tell a young man or woman that wants to work with their hands, which phase are of building?
A building? Yeah. Well, I've got to say I love framing. I always have. Framing is what I did for many years. I can drive around town and say, even when I was just doing framing, I could point to that building and say, I built that. And an electrician can't say that. He can't say I built that building, right? So the concrete guy can't say that. So I love framing. It's the rewarding side of it is literally at the end of every day, you can look back and see what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
The other story I just love, and I hear it almost with every homeowner today, is, boy, when those framers were here, this house, it just went together so quick, and now it's just really dragging. Back when I was a framer, I played on that. I said, I know, yeah, nobody is as good as we are. They're all really slow. But the truth is everybody's working hard. It's just, you know, hanging drywall doesn't make the same show as
okay, right, so, framing. Okay, so you're telling people if they're going to get into something, be it framing.
Yeah.
Oh, what's something else? So, I mean, you can make, it seems to me, is that you can make a pretty good living with your hands.
Well, absolutely. And as we talked about earlier, I'm also, you know, I play some music on the side. There is a creative side in me, and I love that. And so every trade, you can take pride in what you do. You can set tile. You can build cabinets. You can finish drywall. You can paint the walls and apply this creative side in you that really wants to make something beautiful.
If I was a good framer, would I be working all the time?
You would be as busy as you want to be, absolutely.
Would it be in this area or would I have to travel?
No, right now it would be in this area. There is a lot of work right here at home.
And how much do framers usually make?
A well-experienced guy, from what I'm hearing, I don't have them employed myself, but it's in the mid to upper 30s per hour.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good for people to know, too, because as we know, as you know, that you can use the statistics about how much more money you can make if you go to college and all this, yet that's statistics. If you're good with your hands, plumbing, framing, you're a carpenter, you're an electrician, you get into concrete, you can make a very good living doing this.
And you were with the Builders Exchange for a long time.
Yeah.
You were on the board, and so you've been responsible for a lot of people coming and getting grants and going to school and becoming, I'm sure you've helped people grow their business right here in Reading.
Absolutely, and I could just tell you one of the main focuses of the exchange still is in training, in getting kids to give them an option that maybe college isn't the best for everybody. And even I could tell you my own story. I have four boys. The oldest is in construction and has no student loan debt. And as he was learning the trades, he was getting paid along the way. And he is married, has two kids, and he will provide for his family the rest of his life. He always has that to fall back on. A couple of the others have student loan debt, and neither one right now is working in the area that they studied.
They're working for your other son.
Yeah, one of them was, actually. That's true.
Don and Jamie, thank you so much.
You.
You know what? His the construction integrity guarantee, which, as you said, we shouldn't have to do this, but it's out there. The budget, the price we quote you, is the price you'll pay, no hidden costs. Schedule, if your new home is not complete on the day we promised it, we will pay 100% of your housing expense. And quality, typical construction warranties last 1 year. You've been contracting in North State for over 30 years. If there's a problem, you call us and we'll work to get it resolved, even after typical warranties expire.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning. I think it was a good kickoff for Monday morning here on KCNR. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Coming up is Armstrong and Getty. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda. And just remember,
tomorrow, Mark Story from Haven Humane is going to join us. And it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.